From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. North Dakota is changing quickly because of the growth in the state's oil industry. Money from oil has brought development and jobs. One unusual organization in North Dakota has been playing a part in this expansion. The Bank of North Dakota, based in Bismarck, is the only state-operated bank in the United States. The bank's yearly report says it has had 10 straight years of record profits. That includes years during the financial crisis of 2007 and 2008, when many banks failed. The bank provides or secures loans for local businesses. Cam Holt is a young businessman who returned to his hometown of Williston, North Dakota.
A lot of activity, a lot of opportunity for people like myself to get a jump start on life.
Mr. Holt started a restaurant in 2011, and the business is doing very well. However, there were no guarantees of success when he opened the eating place. Cam Holt credits the bank for lending him the money when other banks may have not. The Bank of North Dakota was established in 1919, mainly to help control lending rates for farmers. Bank leader Eric Hardmeyer says the bank's purpose has changed over the years to support economic development.
And over the years, it's morphed and changed into kind of a financier of economic development.
Mr. Hardmeyer has supervised part of that change and record growth.
In the last 4 to 5 years, this bank has gone from a $4 billion bank to a $7 billion bank.
He says being responsible to taxpayers rather than shareholders makes the bank different. He says this is one of the reasons why it is so successful. The bank's purpose is to finance agriculture, commerce, and industry, he says. For Cam Holt and his restaurant, that means most of the loan he used to open his business was secured by the Bank of North Dakota. Most people he knows consider the bank a resource that invites business to the state.
The Bank of North Dakota wants to see this oil boom sustain itself for a long period of time, so they want to see businesses like myself and other small business owners come in and put businesses into place here in the oil boom that are long-lasting and, you know, support the community.
The effects of the bank's lending go beyond the state's oil fields. The bank has put $300 million in profits into the general savings of North Dakota in the last 10 years. The bank is not a member of the U.S. government's Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC. Most private banks are. Instead, the state of North Dakota itself guarantees the bank's deposits. And that's the Economics Report from VOA Learning English. It was based on a report by Kane Farabaugh. I'm Mario Ritter.